That's the Allman Brothers Band on the mix on 90.7 WKGC and Ramblin' Man. It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Uh-oh. You're going to have to turn...
Gino, you got
to
turn
your own mic on.
Gino's running the desk, and he doesn't have his mic on. Okay.
It'll work. You got it? He's not sure.
Uh-oh.
This is what we call interns, right?
Yeah, that's why we have... That's why they're interns.
That's right.
Good morning.
There we go. Yay, Gino.
Well, I have an unfortunate thing or sad thing we need to start. We're going to start our show out with is a member of the WKGC family passed this morning. Also, a member of the Gulf Coast adjunct faculty here at Gulf Coast State College. Margaret Henkel succumbed this morning to a long illness, and she's going to be very missed. She was an attorney here in town and a member of our faculty and a friend and a participant here at
Well, tell us what WK. She did, because this is really, it was before my time here at WKGC.
I think what I'll do is I'll let, I have a thing here from our former station program manager, Harley, and Harley recorded this for me this morning and to play this morning. And it kind of explains the WKGC Margaret Henkel connection.
Most everyone has an interesting story about how they met someone, and Margaret Henkel certainly no exception. I met Margaret Henkel because I needed somebody to argue with. Actually, not argue with me. I needed someone to argue a point on a show that we were putting together here on WKGC. It was called Somewhere in the Middle. And the idea was to get somebody from the political right and somebody from the political left, sit them down with a moderator and go over the week's top stories and see if we couldn't find some common ground. Well, that person from the right was Bernie Thompson. He had a radio show on at the time, well-known conservative locally, and managed to have a conversation without losing his mind. Now we needed somebody from the left, and it was actually Bernie who suggested Margaret Henkel. And I went, well, is Bernie trying to, I don't know, establish a bit of a straw dog here, make things easier for himself? Well, it only took one show to establish that Margaret Henkel was no straw dog. She knew her stuff. She did her research. She was ready to rock and roll every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. when we kicked off that show. And I'll tell you what, she gave Bernie Thompson a run for his money. He found out in no uncertain terms that he'd best put on his A game when he sat down at the table across from Margaret Henkel. It was great fun. And more to the point, she could make her point without losing her mind or tearing out her hair or anything like that. She was one of these rare individuals who could make a point succinctly, and whatever your particular opinion was, you appreciated it. That's the beauty of the woman, is that she can tell you something that you don't want to hear, and yet do it in such a way that you go, oh, okay, I understand now. And that's exactly what we were looking for in Somewhere in the Middle. It was a terrific show, and one of the reasons why it was so terrific was because of Margaret Henkel.
And that was our former program director and very well-known voice on airwaves everywhere, Harley.
I can't imitate that voice.
No, nobody can.
I've tried.
If only you could.
Yes.
I have to say that was an interesting show. We did this show in 2010. We started in an early 2010, and it ran, I guess, for about a year. And it was a tough show to produce. I was a producer. I never appeared on it. I actually had our own Walter Hale was my engineer for the show. And it was a tough show because we were fact-checking our contestants as they were speaking. And the IT group here had built me a rig in the old radio station where I could actually slide messages over off my screen, both comments off the internet and also facts to slide over onto Harley's screen. And in the table in front of him, there was buried a computer monitor, and he was watching and allowing me to fact check it. It was a fun program to do. Margaret just performed amazingly well. She came in ready for the we announced the topics a few days before the show, and she came in just completely prepared. And she was a delight to work with, an activist in the community, a minister, a lawyer, just a very well-rounded person. I had had the privilege of knowing her for some years, and we're going to miss her. And I think what we'll do in for Margaret's memory right now is we'll play the theme song for Somewhere in the Middle by its originator, Steeler's Wheels. Here is Stuck in the Middle.
Stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle.